The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell, and off we go. Where were you guys when Tommy Fleetwood had that hole-in-one on 16? Where were you guys? I mean, you obviously have to remember what you were doing.
Yeah, I was, writing up a Virginia linebacker.
But how can you write up a Virginia linebacker when you're watching the Masters? You must be, you can't possibly.
Yeah, it was a tough call.
You must have been distracted.
I like the Masters better on Saturday, Sunday when Tiger's playing.
Well, Tiger's not playing. You know that, right? He's not going to be playing this year.
I know that.
You do know that Tiger's not playing this year, right?
I know that.
Okay. I'm just asking if you knew that.
And so will CBS and on Monday when we find out.
What the ratings are?
Yeah.
You mean when Dustin and John Rahm are bringing it home?
No. Sure. The problem with golf is the golf's biggest story yesterday was about Tiger, and it had nothing to do with, playing. You know, the more reporting came out about what happened in the crash, and he thought he was in Florida. There was an empty pill bottle. That stuff. I was like, that's actually more interesting than whatever the hell they're doing on the course right now.
Oh. Yeah, this is bad
for me. No, it's not bad for it was wonderful yesterday. The golf course
it's
won.
It's bad for Tiger.
Who won yesterday? The golf course. That's who won. And Justin Rose. That's who won yesterday. Okay? The golf course wins.
It wasn't a great day for golfing. From what I can tell. I mean, I'm not watching, but everything I saw was like, man, the golf course fought back. What? You mean a park? The park that you built fought back? What are you talking about?
Yeah, the course. Yeah, that's right. That's right. You know what happened? The greens fought back and said, not today.
Not today.
Not on my watch.
Not today, pal.
Yeah. That's right. So that park, you know what other park won? Minute Maid. That park won.
The park didn't win. The Astros won.
The park won because of its beauty and majesty.
The incessant crying of the A's, they're really getting it. And Christian Javier, you have little faith with Christian Javier bombs. He looked fantastic yesterday.
What are you talking about?
Yesterday you were so down on Christian Javier, so worried about if he would be able to do it.
I'm a big Christian Javier guy.
Here he is, Christian Javier, just making magic.
Yeah?
Making magic. Oh, do you have a problem with all those hits he gave up called hardly any? No. Most dominant pitcher on the staff.
No. Most what?
Not named.
Now what now? Now what now?
They did talk about the fact that Dusty had a chance to go McCullers instead of Javier, and he's like, nope, I'm going Javier. He could have stayed with McCullers on pace, and instead, because of the timing of the schedule, he's like, nope, I'm going to go with Christian Javier. And Javier is fantastic. The first game, he was a little
Why would you skip Javier, though? I understand that. You wouldn't have skipped him.
No, I don't think so. No. But they said he could have.
You give him everybody an extra day. That's
yeah,
fine.
But he could have to keep him on pace, but this early in the season, I don't know. I didn't understand the conversation, but Blummer was having it, so I respect the conversation
because Blummer was having it.
Yeah, Blummer knows baseball. Yeah, you're trying to downgrade Blummer's baseball knowledge.
No, I love Blummer.
If Blummer's saying something, if Blummer's saying something, I pay
Blummer
attention.
Blummer had blue hair at one time. Okay,
I know.
Blummer's my guy.
If Blummer has something, I'm telling you, that whole broadcast is it's good.
It's really good. I like the radio guys, too. They do a really good job.
They do a good job. Yeah. The Astros do a great job.
Great job.
So anyway, the Astros really yesterday, it was another case of Astros swagger being back. And I mean, from Christian Javier to Stanek, from a pitching standpoint, Paredes kind of, Rayleigh, not so much. He was a scrub. Should have been a clean sheet, as we say in soccer, John.
Uh-huh.
Astros should have had a clean sheet, and they didn't because of Rayleigh was bad at pitching. But the hitting, golly, Carlos Correa's got new braids. He got his hair braided up. I didn't know if Carlos had enough hair to pull that kind of braid job off, but you could see it in the national anthem when he took his hat off. Like, ooh, Carlos got his little – this is his New York Yankee swagger. Like, he's already starting to flex a little bit. And then he comes out there. He's got a sleeve. He's fully sleeved up on his left arm now, and it feels like that was the entire offseason he did that. Got that thing all sleeved up. Just knocking it all over the park. Home run. He bombed out a home run. Hit the ball great. Jose Altuve had a bomb. Jordan off his front foot, upper decked it.
I mean, just as smooth as it could be. He
didn't.
He
wasn't even a violent swing.
No, listen. He really reminds me of Willie McCovey.
Yeah, I can see that.
It's almost identical.
I can see that. It's an old school reference, but it's apropos because Willie McCovey was a big left hander,
big strong guy that just the ball just jumped off his bat, and it's the same thing. He looked like he
looked effortless.
And
Todd Callis said, you know, there are guys who will sit on their back leg and just give it all they got and wouldn't be able to get into the upper deck. Jordan did it off his front foot. What's his name? Who was it? Tulane, who they drafted on the postgame show that we had on? Oh, Bogusevic. Yeah. We need to get Bogusevic back on. But Bogusevic was breaking it down and talking about, you know, how you hit that pitch and you've got to drop your back left leg to improve your leverage because – you know, the ball's lower, and you got to be able to stay under the ball. And he talked about the whole process of what you have to do. It was very interesting from a technical standpoint. But basically, the takeaway was for him to hit it upper deck when all these other things are going on that typically diminish your power just so you can hit the ball, just so you can get good bat on the ball at all. Yeah. It was like, it's insane. Guys can't do that. And you're right. He just smoothed it. It was like watching guys, since we're in golf, you know, my buddy Mark Edwards couldn't be. There's no chance Mark's even 150 pounds.
Yeah,
highly unlikely. That guy could bang the ball off the drive. Like he could go close to 300 every time out because he could catch leverage, and it was such a smooth sweep. Freddie Couples,
Ernie Els,
Ernie could, but Freddie was a smooth swinger and who could hit it a long way back.
But they got such bat speed, such club speed that it just and it doesn't look like it. It looks like it's in slow motion, and they just. And it jumps off. It is beautiful.
It doesn't look like Jordan's got this incredible bat speed.
He does.
But he must because you can't generate that type of force without.
Oh, he absolutely does. He absolutely does. So it's just tremendous. Hey, they look I'm really, telling you, really good.
They're beating the brakes off the A's.
And this everybody hates it.
I wish we could tase all the A's fans.
Why?
Wouldn't it be great?
You don't want to tase people?
Just the ones who are
again
A-holes?
But the
a-holes, though.
Yeah. What about our good friends, the Dodgers? Look at you know, their great acquisition this offseason. Oh, doctoring baseballs, possibly.
Yeah. Trevor. Uh-huh. Oh, and that was the guy that was talking about Cole and the Astros and all of them saying, we're talking about Trevor Bauer, by the way. Major League Baseball is looking into his baseballs. They've taken the balls that he was using because they felt sticky, and nothing is going to come of it. Nothing will come
of it. No, but this is a perfect example of getting that guy's ass like you got in the Astros. This is one of these holier than now sitting on his perch going after people, and we give him a pass because I respect that he's been consistent with that. You know what I mean? Like, that's been his thing, is he's been consistent with that. And so I'm like, okay, that's fine. I respect it if he's against cheating. But don't be the guy that comes up with a bunch of sticky baseballs.
And cheats when you're, dude. When you're bitching about cheating all the time. And no, he was the one that first came out and said, "Oh, the Astros are using stuff. That's why they're winning baseball games. Spin rate. Look at their spin rate. Well, I wonder how they got spin rate." Trevor Bauer was the guy that was coming out, and Trevor Bauer is the guy that's being investigated right now. They're so hypocrite. Everyone in baseball is a hypocrite. Everybody in baseball is a hypocrite. That's all there is to it. You all are hip.
Here's what he said on Twitter. Always fun reading desperate and misleading clickbait headlines for national gossip bloggers. To translate fake journalist speak for y'all, it's unclear whether equals I can't be bothered to look into this because it doesn't fit my narrative. Man shrugging emoji. Wonder where the articles about balls from every other pitcher being taken out of play in literally every other game this season are. So what he's saying is that, and actually he might actually be right in this one because... also, LOL at MLB, who already has sources talking to gossip bloggers about a supposedly confidential process a week into the season. So this is what he's upset about. This is supposed to be confidential. What I've read, this isn't secret. It's out there for people. The Major League Baseball is investigating spin rates this year, and they're going to be investigating balls relative to spin rates. So he's probably on that list of people. You know, this might be one of those things where it's not.
No. Apparently, there was substance on the ball, and that's why he's being investigated. Because they felt like, the umpires felt like there's...
No, John, no. This is nothing. Every other player does it.
And how about Buster Olney? that one pitcher is drawing scrutiny over the foreign substance rules, in this case Trevor Bauer, seemingly through leaks and innuendo, is kind of gross. MLB should either step up and grab the steering wheel and publicly insist that umpires enforce the rule or stand down. Oh, you mean somebody is cheating? That's not the Astros, Buster, and you're gonna you better stand up for them, Buster. You better stand up for them because they can't, because they're not gonna be accused of cheating on your watch. Ooh, my goodness, Buster, you better stand up for what's right. A-hole.
That's so hypocritical.
Oh my God.
I mean, that's fine if that's your take, but where was this consistency? When you know, I mean, Buster Olney's a baseball guy. He knows how bad the cheating is. He knows.
He sat there quietly, and the Red Sox were doing it. You can't tell me that Cora goes from the bench in Houston where they're doing it and then goes and wins a World Series, and they were doing it in Boston, and he knew. Stop it. Can you all please stop it? This is so, you guys are all hypocrites, all of you. Baseball's just a bunch of hypocrites, all of you.
And I would like to point out that on ESPN's MLB front page, not a mention of the Trevor Bauer stuff.
Wow. It's not the Astros that are cheating, so why would we talk about it? It's not the worst people on earth that did it. So why would we talk about it at all? That's ridiculous, Del. Why would they put that on there?
Well, is Buster Olney's take on this partly because, you know, another source like The Athletic was the one who did this, who brought it to light? It's not an ESPN story, so, well, how about you guys just like you normally do, ESPN could confirm that this other source got it first, but we could now confirm that this is a thing. It's pretty simple, but they're not even talking about it.
Somebody replied after he went on his little rant on Twitter about all this stuff. This Padres fan goes, that seals the deal. I am no longer a Dodger, but instead of the D, he put an asterisk. An Dodgers fan. This team is pure and utter embarrassment to the city of Los Angeles. I officially will not be renewing my plan next season, nor will I watch on TV ever again. I'm going to San Diego where they know how to run a mega dynasty. It's so, putting an asterisk for Dodgers is the best move Dodgers. I've ever heard.
712 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. If you're having any problems listening to 97.5 this morning, go to 92.5 and check that out. How about check out tonight? It starts. Hey, Tiny, you busy, bruh? Hey, bro, you a little bit busy? Yeah, I guess you would be, because you got the big BTR Cajun Throwdown starting tonight. How about that? You ready for it? Because it starts tonight. It's all at the good old days fairgrounds in Hitchcock. It's a bunch of crawfish, bro. If you're a crawfish fan, this is the place to go. And you want to see some entertainment? Whiskey Myers, Frank Foster, Wayne Toops, Jamie Bergeron, and more. Zydeco Dancing Crawfish Eating Contest, exciting kids zone. Looks like the weather's going to be perfect, people. This is the time to get on out to the good old days fairgrounds in Hitchcock. It's tonight and tomorrow all day at the good old days fairgrounds in Hitchcock. You can go to btrcajunthrowdown.com to pick up your tickets. Get them before you go there, because there is going to be a line. Listen, have your tickets in hand before you go. It's powered by Budweiser, Mac Vibe Services, Integrity Testing and Inspection, and Out to Ditch Crawfish. BTR Cajun Throwdown.com.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
So big day today in the Deshaun Watson thing. Rusty Harden is asking for the names. And the judge has granted an 11 o'clock hearing because, well, quite frankly, it's been one knockout after another by Busby. It's just a pummeling of Deshaun Watson. And Rusty Harden is arguing that you know, this is awfully one-sided. We need the name so we can defend ourselves because Rusty, because Tony Busby is trying this in the public, and it's really destroying Deshaun Watson's name.
Well, he's technically right because if he, first of all, Deshaun obviously hasn't been forthcoming with Rusty because this is clearly has hit Rusty. This has not been Rusty's finest moment up to this point.
No.
The 18 other women move was one of the most curious moves.
Perry Mason. Name a lawyer that could have. I mean, honestly, Deshaun is a horrible defendant.
Well, and then to not know who you're up against is, you know, you think about it like, well, we'd like to, some of these women, I guarantee some of these women are the blah, 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 blah. Well, how would you know if you don't even know who they are, you can't discredit them or you can't look in their backgrounds. Or you can't tell Deshaun, what's your relationship with her? Do you have text messages or any direct messages with her? I don't know. Cause we don't know who they are. So, you know, Deshaun's been fighting against ghosts, and it's hard to beat ghosts when they just keep. You ever seen like a phantasm,
No.
The Invisible Man? Did you ever see The Invisible Man?
Oh, yeah.
The movie?
Yeah.
It's pretty hard to beat.
Yeah, but guess who won?
Yeah, eventually.
But, okay. So but is I'm that not what's saying, happening here with Deshaun?
No, I'm just saying it's hard to fight against The Invisible Man. He was messing everybody up.
Yeah. Now, and Deshaun deserves this. He deserves his day in court. He deserves to be able to defend himself because it's been an onslaught on him without the ability for him to counterpunch at all.
Yeah, or at least it doesn't mean, look, it's true. It doesn't mean you to hear women. Is one thing.
Yeah.
That's separate. But to be able to defend yourself by knowing who your accusers are so that you can mount a defense based on the information you have about who you're facing, that's totally fair.
Yes, it absolutely
and
is.
And I'm not saying it needs to. You don't even have to make it public.
What is
right? It shouldn't get public.
No.
You don't want the hordes of wolves coming to slaughter people at their homes because they're Deshaun's best friend
and please,
on Twitter.
Please, if you find out the names, please leave the women alone.
If you find out the names, don't go after the women. That's hilarious. But it's like you almost don't even ever look at Twitter.
Our listeners won't do that. Our listeners won't. No. Our listeners are, you know, there's a couple that are, you know what? So here's the deal. Here's what's going to happen. And, you know, he'll have the names, and now you've got to discredit them. Now you have to dig up everything about them and their backgrounds. And this is why it's awfully difficult for victims to come forward is because of this. But guess what's going to happen? That's what's going to happen. And what's going to happen is they're going to be dragged. They're going to be everything that they've ever done in their lives is going to be looked at and it's going to be scrutinized. So that's the tough part about this. But you know what? Deshaun does deserve the ability to defend himself against accusers. That's America. And so we'll see what happens. It's at 11 o'clock today, this hearing, and we'll see whether or not it's right as this show ends. So I don't know if we'll hear any results by the time Charlie Polito's off. Probably we'll hear results toward the end of his show, going into Joel and Nick. And then in the afternoon, you can listen as well and hear, all the results of what's going on. But Deshaun is going to get at least the opportunity for a judge to decide whether or not he can get the names. You would think Deshaun, by the dates of all of these occurrences, would be able to pinpoint which a massage therapist, but apparently that's impossible.
It feels based on the numbers, it feels like he was like the Rockets of massage therapists. He was just, it's a 20-day streak going on or something. It is based on, you know, and I don't know when this started or how long it happened, but
Yeah, in Texas, it's required in civil suits to know your accusers. Yes, he should have the names of these accusers. Sure. He absolutely should.
Shouldn't be made public. And this is my thing on Twitter. When people on Twitter say, we need to hear the evidence. Like, no, you don't. No, you don't. Alex, you don't get it. Show us the evidence. Show who? Twitter? Shut the up.
Whoa.
Shut up. You don't get evidence. This is grown-ass people with lawyers and defendants and the accused. Twitter doesn't need some guy with a bunch of numbers at the end of his name. You don't need anyone's any evidence. This isn't your case. He's not your friend. He's never going to bleep you, okay? So you can stop trying to, like, one day me and Deshaun are going to have, we're going to be best friends.
No, Deshaun can't.
If he sees me on here, if he goes to these sites and he sees me,
Deshaun doesn't want anything to do with you, by the way, just so you know. Not you, per se. Ustedes.
Ustedes. Yeah. Todos.
Todos.
And here's the thing.
Todo el mundo.
I don't care if that's your opinion. That's fine for that to be your opinion. But to go after and attack women publicly, that's just, he's
Leave
not,
that to Rusty.
Yeah, frankly, it's his job.
It is his job.
Whether you like it or not, I mean, that's his job. So,
with 22 of them, do you know the army that Rusty's going to have working on this thing? This is costing Deshaun a boatload of money. With 22 investigations, Rusty has, this is going to, I'm telling you, forget about what the reparations that Deshaun is going to have to pay. Rusty's bill is going to be astronomical.
Yeah.
Astronomical. Yeah. I had a buddy who went to Rusty and just one person, one trial, and it was like, well, I can't afford it. Holy crap, Rusty charges a lot.
Do you know what the number was?
I know what the number was.
Was it big? It was over seven.
Oh, yeah.
One case was over seven figures?
I think every one of Rusty's.
But this wasn't a murder case.
Every one of Rusty's is over.
So it wasn't even a murder, a rape?
No.
It wasn't anything like that?
No. Well, but I talked to Rusty about it.
Did somebody embezzle millions?
Just what?
Was it somebody embezzling millions?
No.
So it was none of these.
But he said the amount of work that I would have to do for this thing, it would have been too, and the number of people that I would have to employ for this thing, it's just, and what I have to charge every time. So, you know, how much?
Is Rusty basically saying, I'm throwing a number. I don't want to do this one. How much is it going to be? $2 million. What?
No.
Take it or leave it.
That's it.
And if this guy will say take it, then I'll take $2 million.
No. That's it.
Wow.
Yeah, no, Rusty.
If he
Rusty
cuts
shit,
if
how
he,
you paying for those Rockets floor seats?
Wow. So if he, I know the case you're talking about.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yes.
That costs over seven figures.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
This is going to cost Deshaun at least $5 million.
Oh, easy.
No, I just said five. I'm being conservative. If Rusty gives him a break,
easy. Easy five.
If Rusty, what?
This is 22.
Deshaun is a terrible decision maker.
Yes.
This has to be said now.
No.
That decision making process is a big concern now. This is going to cost him a minimum of $5 million just from legal.
Just for Rusty. I'm telling you, I think that,
and that's if Rusty cuts him a break.
Going to be more than he's going to have to give out to the victims.
And in the settlement, wouldn't it be part of the deal that he's paying for their legal fees too?
Yes, it is, by the way.
Yeah.
And let's be clear, Tony's
no,
he wouldn't
his
play for
team, that dude that decided we don't think Deshaun was guilty, we're not paying her anything. Oof. That dude that did that, his representation, fire.
Yeah.
Wait,
but that guy didn't know all the stuff Deshaun should have
been
open.
That's true.
That's not even his fault either. If he had known, like, how many times have you done these Instagram massages where things might have got a little...
Twice, whatever. Yeah, that's it. What? But it's now four... Nah, one, two. It's isolated.
Yeah.
I need to know what happened. Please tell me. Oh, my gosh. This is going to go down as one of the worst...
Worst decisions ever.
Decisions ever.
It's like 80... It's at like 80 red zone picks in a row.
Yeah. Like, seriously, I didn't even think about the fact that he was going to have to pay Busby.
Yeah, with the settlement.
Oh, that's going to be expensive,
and
too.
No, and you think Tony's not expensive?
And I had heard Deshaun's been doing some heavy-duty private traveling, too. A lot of expenditures on just lifestyle stuff. If that's the case, his signing bonus will be gone. The Texans couldn't go after it if they wanted to.
No.
They're going to have to just move him. I mean, they're going to have
to. He's not going to have anything. He's got $156 million coming his way. So he's, you know.
No, but that's not, over the next several years.
Yeah, right. Well, he's going to be playing for nothing for a while. That's what he's going to be playing for.
Oh, my gosh.
If he's playing, well, don't forget he gets $10 million this year. $10 million will take care of the whole bill, probably. Yeah. I mean, $10 million will be, it's in the neighborhood of 10 or more, 12, maybe 12. 13 it's going to cost him.
Why would, if Rusty's five, why would Busby with 22 clients not be five?
Well, right. It could, that well could be too. That could well be.
And then what's your settlement for all the, for
well,
the
I mean,
girls?
Some of them, like the ones that he just barely touched.
This is a 50,000.
Yeah, that's all.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a conversion chart where you say gentle touching.
Is there like there's a draft chart value when
yes,
you make
no,
trades?
There's gonna be,
is there going to be one for this too?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Mm.
Our friend is predicting.
I mean, you know, in civil cases, like if you lose an eye, you get so much money. If you lose an ear, if you lose toes, you get so much money. That's how it works. And the ones that just barely grazed will get so much.
But the pain and suffering is a different, like, yes, that's, no, a, that's different a different thing.
Deal. Now, we're talking about
and
settlements.
And that's what everyone's going
We're talking
after.
About settlements, too. We're talking about settlements.
This is unbelievable.
This can't go to trial. The imagery.
It's going to keep, every day costing more money. I would be settling tomorrow.
Yes, he can't possibly go to trial. What with how graphic this all plaintiff the descriptions and public, how public this is going to be, even worse than it is now.
Tony Busby asking Plaintiff 14 a question. Could you describe the thrusting motion that the accused?
Can you do it?
Can you not say that when our intern is in
what?
The room?
Yes, she's who's in there?
Sweet,
Julia.
Yeah,
she's a sweet girl from Rice.
You don't know that.
I've got, well, you know
can
what?
Can we not talk
we
like
got
that
a little
in front
something
of Julia?
For you later. Me and Julia have a little something for you
I don't
later,
like
Dale.
What uh-oh. You and what?
What?
After the break.
See?
After the break. By the way, our friend
Julia, if you need Rusty Harden, just let us know.
Our friend who's listening says this. He's predicting this is going to cost $20 million when this is all said and done. He goes, oh, and Rusty will take payments.
Yeah.
If you can't pay all this now.
Don't worry.
Oh, I can't read that part, though. Person who's listening about the fingers that's
could well I'm thinking about 13 or 14
oof man
well
what a poor decision you know what that's like 10 cup Dell brought it up yesterday at some point you just take your drop you know take your point. Take your double
go
bogey
up. Go up to where you're supposed
take
to
take your double bogey yeah, and right. and move on to fight another day
yeah at some point you need
get
to
rid
it.
Of the ball Deshaun stop taking sacks holy crap. Let's talk about Texas Custom Patios. There are some of you out there in the listening audience who've heard me talk about Texas Custom Patios for 3 years now. And I reached out to them in 15. My patio was done by December of 16. I reached out. It doesn't mean I started the process because I was probably like you where I thought, man, I would love to have that. And then I looked at their work and went, oh, my gosh, I so want to have that. Can I make this happen? I don't know. Him, haw. And then I did it, and it was the best thing I've done. And I want you to get off of the fence and make the decision to turn your house into a home. And I know you think that when you look at their work, you think there's no way I can afford this. There's no way they can do this to my home. Go to my home. Go to my house. Go to tcplance.com and go check out what Texas Custom Patios did on the before and after. You're going to be blown away. And I'm telling you, they can elevate yours to a level way beyond mine if you want. I've seen the work that they've done. It's really, truly extraordinary. And you can go to the website to see it. The great thing is when they say it's going to cost this much, when they say this is the time frame, when they show you what it's going to look like in their CAD drawings, they're on point all the way. And even for the most, you know, even the most uptight person is going to be completely relaxed with the process because Stephen Shell and his crew is on top of everything. TexasCustomPatios.com. Turn that house into a home with TexasCustomPatios.com.
This is ESPN 97.5. Real fun sports. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
We kind of need to wait for him because this does involve him. As I said before, we've got... Well, let's just do before John starts making inappropriate comments or just bullying you on the air. Julia, you are our intern. How long have you been here now? And she's keeping her mask on, which is great. If you don't, you should hear her okay. But she's being safe. You did get your first shot of which one?
I got Pfizer.
So you had, no. Yeah, I'm Moderna, which meant I got sick the next day. But I'm all done. John's all done. We're all done. That's We're good. So you got Pfizer and you're feeling good. Okay, so you are an intern.
I am.
Go to Rice.
I do.
You're from the Chicago area.
I am.
Yeah.
But well, all the rich people.
That's so, not true.
That is true.
You need to stop.
You can
stop.
You can take that off.
No. She wants to keep it on.
You want to keep it on?
That's fine.
Okay.
So, so you've been interning here. Are you enjoying yourself as an intern?
I am.
You are.
You are.
Are you learning anything?
Yeah.
What's the worst thing about working with Dell every day?
First, it's not every day.
Well, every day that she works with you.
Now, let me ask you something. You told me
is
something.
Is he the worst of the producers? Have you worked the afternoons?
Hold on here.
Okay.
Let's not rush
okay.
this. Let's not rush this. You need to sit back on this
okay.
one.
Okay.
Now.
Oh, I didn't know we had a script. I'm sorry.
No, this is a fact finding.
This is a little rough.
This is a, this is a, yeah, this is a fact finding.
We can't go right into the discovery.
Yeah. It's a fact finding right now.
Okay.
So, Julia, you're enjoying yourself. Okay, and are you learning anything?
Yeah.
Like what?
Like how to run the board.
Okay.
From Dell.
From okay. Dell.
We're going to have to elevate that, but you know how to cut audio up and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Are you learning anything about doing a radio show from primarily our show?
Yeah.
Of all the shows, who has the best show?
Oh, well, I don't know if I could answer that.
No, you could. Absolutely.
You can, yeah.
Well, we may disagree.
We know.
We know.
I've only ever worked like two shows.
Our show, then. Okay.
Yeah.
You don't have to say it, but we'll say it.
We'll say it for you.
Okay, sure.
Now, the other day you told me I was getting ready to leave, and Julia said, and I said, you know, I said, bye, Julia, are you still here? Blah, 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 blah. And she said, yeah. And you said that you played our show. We talked about you. Every once in a while we mention you on the air because you're the intern that we actually see the most here. And, or at least that we know.
Will Doctor.
And Will Doctor. Her and Will Doctor. Yeah. And Will Doctor gets
and Tyler
air,
Higbee.
He airtime comes. As well. Not on our show as much.
Not as much.
Tyler's usually later.
Yeah.
So he popped up on tape I was watching the other day. I was watching Lorenzo Neal's son at Purdue 2018. I'm like, that's our intern at left guard.
Yeah, Tyler.
Right there.
Yeah.
So anyway, you told me, why don't you tell John and Dell, you said that you played some of the show off of the podcast for a friend or friends of yours?
Two friends.
Can you tell us that story?
Sure. So after last week when you guys were like, oh, who's hitting on Julia? And that was like a big, you know, a little segment on,
yeah.
on
yeah.
the show. I played it for my friends because, you know, to show them my fame. I was
yeah.
very,
right. That you're famous here.
That but I was, you're going you
to that
have
that I'm famous. Yeah. And I played it for my friends. And as I was playing, I would point out like, okay, this is John's voice. This is Lance's voice. This is Dell's voice so that they would know who was who. Mm-hmm. And a man and a woman, my friends, at the end, they both looked at me and they said, Julia, John sounds terrible.
John sounds terrible? Why does John, like a terrible person?
Yes.
Yes. Mm. Because you said, oh, shoot the shot. You can't blame him.
And it's just good advice.
And then you also said, oh, well, if Julia was ugly, but Julia's not ugly. And they're like,
why
is he commenting on that on air?
Yeah, that's what I'd like to know. Why are you making comments on air about our intern and friend? And I say friend, Julia. My friend.
Are you,
Julia.
Though?
Yeah.
No, wait. So wait a minute.
They
what did I
terrible.
Say that was wrong? I'm still searching. I'm still searching.
Julia's
for,
good. Julia's good looking, somebody, at least with the mask on.
I think the issue may be is you've. Julia is simply a person that doesn't need to be put in that situation. Let's talk about who should be trying to date her on the show. I think that's their problem with you. Just treat her like a human being and not
although
someone.
Although, Julia, I got in trouble with Julia
would,
for
why
mentioning
would you,
the name,
why would you do that?
Because you,
Julia,
wouldn't do it. You wouldn't do it.
Off
would
the,
you do
off
it for a male
air,
intern,
like,
John?
She said, why'd you say that? And I'm like, I just,
like,
that's
have
not
you,
a big deal, right? I was just throwing things out there.
Like, have you said that about Will Doctor?
But respect, I didn't say
not
that.
You.
Why are you bringing that back up?
John.
Okay, let's finish. John's okay. The worst. We know that. They said John sounds like a terrible person.
Well, that's true.
And they could get that just from a single segment, John.
Well, he's
just
that,
so you know.
He's that terrible. We know.
Well, they're so very easy. Judgmental people. Okay, I'm not like that. Okay, I'm not like that. But you go ahead and you have friends that are judgmental like that.
Well, my professor, one of my professors, listens to the show and emails me, and they both said, can you imagine him listening to this segment? And I'm like, yeah, great. Now that's all I can think about. I wonder if he's listening right now.
He probably is.
But you're doing great on the air. Now, he is going to make you eventually take your mask off to do a show. Eventually.
I'm going to do a show.
But you are one. Well, we might force you to do a show, yeah.
We don't
when
force.
When you get your second vaccine,
we don't. We would ask.
Okay. Now who's the terrible person forcing women to do things they don't want to do?
I said a radio show.
Okay, no.
Request.
What do I have to talk about?
Yeah, listen.
Rice,
hockey.
Sports,
Rice
women's NIT title.
Mary would do it.
Mary would.
She Mary would have would. A whole. Oh, I'm glad you asked. I've got a I've got a 2 hour.
Let's
I've
talk
got a
about
how schedule here already packed.
Let's talk about
now,
how great the women's Final Four was.
Now we're not done though.
Okay.
Because what did they? Wasn't there another comment about Dell also?
Yeah, they
innocuous comment.
Well, they also just said, "Yeah, Dell. A lot. Some of the stuff he's saying is questionable." And they said, "Lance sounds the nicest."
What was? What did I say that was questionable?
You're highly questionable.
Let her finish.
Well, he played something and
bye bitch.
Yes, yeah. And John said, "Oh, why would you play that in front of Julia and her virgin ears?"
Yes,
and Dell said, "Well, don't make assumptions."
That's all I
said. Are you though, Dell?
Yeah.
Play it for yourself.
That's objectionable to say don't make assumptions about someone.
Yeah, about Julia's virginal ears. You don't need to comment on
Julia's
that.
Julia's not 14. She's an adult.
So what? She's from Wilmette. They don't say stuff like that up there.
No, that's a nice place.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right?
I've never been, but I'm assuming it's nice. Yeah.
If that's the worst...
It's like black and white. They don't even have color up there. It's like a black and white 60s...
Pleasantville?
...sitcom.
Yes!
That's what it is. Rob and Laura Petrie live up there.
If my most objectionable thing was don't make assumptions, I think I'm going pretty good. That's all I said.
Yeah. No. You are the worst person on the show, obviously.
No. What was the determination, Julia? Who was the worst?
Well... It was John, but it was you close second, so.
Love that. I don't even care about being the worst now that you're right there with me.
I'm not right there with you. I don't care. Whatever her friends heard, okay. They're wrong.
They're not wrong.
Because the fact that Lance gets away with this is ridiculous.
I'm nowhere near John. I'm not.
Don't assume. Okay, fine. Yeah, if that's what you take issue with, liberal rights students.
There was something else too, but I don't remember.
Exactly.
Yeah.
See, this is kind of boomerang dab.
Stop dabbing all over. It's terrible.
It's so embarrassing.
You're the worst person here. This is going to be the judge. Julia's people that hear one segment and are so judgmental.
Two objective listeners who actually listen to the show.
And I said, I'm not going to say anything before, and I want you to, but I told them your voices, but I said, I'm not going to preface this in any way because I wanted to see. And they had their opinions.
Yeah.
And she was like, they were right.
And she said,
I knew how this was going to turn out.
But then when Dell was sitting there and he's like kind of bad, but then when he decided to jump in and
there you go.
Show people his real ass by saying, is she though?
I didn't say is she though. I said, don't make assumptions. I didn't say is she though.
Basically, that's how they heard it. Because we can read between the lines.
Right.
And here I am just sitting there like, hey guys, let's get back to some baseball.
No offense. You can't trust anyone who goes to Rice, so.
Why not? Dell has really done a heel turn this morning.
Sorry. Yes. I don't trust anyone who goes to that school. It's fine.
Why? Because we're smarter than you?
Hold on a second. Reverse dab.
No. You know why that's not the case? Because you could name plenty of people at plenty of schools are smarter than me, so it has nothing to do with that.
Apparently, you are so jealous of those Rice students and how smart they are.
Yeah, you know what I think about?
Yeah.
I really wish I would have gone to that school.
Yes, that's what you wish.
For that college experience.
Yes.
No, I just don't buy their explanations, because all I heard was, oh, he said something about don't assume. That's the only thing you got, and I'm the worst.
As soon as somebody puts him,
in a body bag.
As soon as a couple of Rice students put him in a body bag,
that's it.
Now all of a sudden he hates
he got
Rice.
Outsmarted by a Rice student. Okay,
shocking.
Yeah.
How did I get outsmarted?
Yeah, outsmarted.
But
Julia,
I don't know if it's outsmarted.
Congratulations.
How
Julia.
Is it outsmarted Julia. When they listen to some audio? That doesn't mean they outsmarted me.
Yeah,
it
is that. No.
Oh, look at this! Damn, she got you, bro.
Yep. You see that?
It's on Twitter. Damn,
she got you, bro.
She body bagged you, Dell.
Yep.
Her friends may not have heard of Lance's Eyelids for Kids charity.
Exactly.
All right.
That doesn't even make sense.
Have
you ever heard of Eyelids for Kids?
No, I have not.
Hey, Julia.
Charity.
It's not really a charity, Julia.
Eyelids for Kids.
You can walk your friends through this, Julia. When your friends are like, man, that Lance guy is really cool, you can tell them he was accepting money for a fake charity and pocketing the benefits.
Yes.
It's not true.
He has pocketed how many? How many dollars?
How many islands donations have we put on kids?
Oh, zero. Don't go over here again. Don't do this again. You're really digging a grave here. No. It's 7:42.
Julia, yeah, they Julia, don't like that I help
you.
People.
Thank you for being you. Except thank your you. Your people are horrible people. All right.
She just let it. She said,
"Are
not,
these people
I'm
from Chicago? Are they Chicago people?
They are not. Neither of them are. From
They're
from
here."
No, one is from Ohio.
Oh,
Midwest.
No, she Germany, born in Germany, and then
she was one of Lance's people. That doesn't count.
There's a bias.
It was a home game. What do you want me to say?
The other is from New Jersey. So.
Oh, that's horrible places.
No, but if somebody from New Jersey said you're the worst, how bad are you?
Oh, listen, I'm going to hear about morality from someone who's from Germany
or Ohio.
Holy cow!
From Ohio,
from Germany.
Yeah, Germany's been pretty good
for a
while now.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, you're still paying
you
for this.
You keep acting like Mussolini didn't live ever.
Okay.
Exist.
No. I mean, what horrible people.
You'd be better off going after the Ohio angle.
No,
the
that
meanest
too.
People
that too.
On the planet. Except for her friends who decided to get out of there because they weren't mean like Ohio
State
fans.
I have to take criticism from someone from the Midwest in the worst Midwestern state on the face of the earth in Ohio.
Indiana's worse.
And Jersey.
Indiana is worse.
Yeah,
no, Ohio's the worst. There's not even a question. 7:43. We got to take a break. Julia, thanks. We appreciate it. Tell your people they're stupid. It's time now to talk about HRNP, okay? I'm not getting a call from the HR department, okay? I didn't say anything inappropriate there, Laura. I said it. And so we don't have to. David Gow has already told you I'm not the one that they've had to call HR on. Well, here's the deal, though. If you need, and you do, you probably do, and if you don't handle your HR correctly, it could cost you big time in your business. But here's the deal, too, is the payroll. And you're like, well, payroll, okay, well, I got a quote and it was less at another place. Yeah, but then what's the benefits packages and what are they charging you? What are they charging you for the 401k? What are they charging you for insurance? What are they charging you for all of that stuff? Because that's where they are making their money on you. HRP ain't in that business. HRP is in payroll and HR, and that's it. And then they give you all these choices for different benefits packages. And you know what? That's the way to go about this thing. You want, and it turns out it's a much better deal than those other guys. So find out for yourself. Go to HRP.net, 281-880-6525, or HRP.net.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks!
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. So where are you guys on this Abraham Answer controversy? He was in the sand and apparently just barely grazed the sand on his backswing when he was warming up. And on his backswing, he barely even grazed the sand and he got a two-stroke penalty on it. Where are you guys on this?
Throw the book at him.
Well, no, it's just a two-stroke penalty. You're not going to kill him, right?
Whatever the harshest penalty is.
Two-stroke penalty, that's it.
I don't really understand the rule, but is the cat of nine tails out of the question for him?
No, there's no cat of nine tails. It's a two-stroke penalty.
Huh. What about a shin kick from a Muay Thai fighter?
No, that's not going to be it either. It's just a two-stroke penalty.
Hmm.
All right. Well,
if that's it, that's it.
If that's the book, then that's the book.
Yeah. It seems kind of lax considering the harshness of his crime. You would think golf wouldn't be soft on crime, but apparently they are.
Yeah.
Golf is a two-stroke penalty.
Well, he barely moved a grain of sand behind the ball.
That seems like something that deserves some flagellation. What else can we do to him?
How about don't do that? Does that sound
cool? That's the thing. He got a two-stroke penalty. That's the thing. And you know what? He shouldn't have done that. Now, Patrick Reed moves entire sand hills when he's doing it, but that's another story. So he catches, I mean, the comments were like, Patrick Reed picks up his ball whenever he wants, and this guy's I mean, people go nuts about golf rules. Golf is strict, bro.
Golf's the original snitch sport. Mm-hmm. Although, you know, I mean, a rule is a rule if you have a bad lie. But what always bothered me was when when they called from, they saw something on CBS.
You can't do that anymore now, though.
I know, but a guy literally got a penalty because
somebody called it in.
Was it VJ? It wasn't VJ. Do you remember who it was? Was it putting the towel down and had his knee on the towel? Is that what it was?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
I
right.
think that's what it was. Yeah. Somebody put a towel down, Dell, because they were somewhere where it was kind of wet, and the guy put his knee on top of the towel and it hit the ball. And some viewer on CBS is like, this is against the rules. I'm going to look up the number here. And this is really before you were going to be able to find these numbers on the internet easily. This is probably like 98 or 99. And they're like, hello, I'd like to report a crime. What is it? Somebody was kneeling on a towel. And then, of course, PGA rules, they're not going to stand for that.
No.
And a guy got penalized for it after the round.
Yeah. And you can't call in anymore, though, the PGA Tour. Now, apparently they did see, because there was, whatever. Anyway, it was a bit of a controversy yesterday, but you guys are through it. You guys are okay. You fall on one side. Well, the harshest possible penalty, that's what you want?
I mean, I wish golf would be a little tougher on rule breakers. I mean, but if that's what it is, it's what it is.
You want a cat of nine tails.
Or at least have him walk the 18th. And have one of the attendants ring a bell and say shame
behind him.
Yeah, just have that.
Do you know
that? He can be clothed? I don't need to see him naked, but just shame, and just walk.
Speaking of shame, can I let me ask you guys a question? It's a simple one. So on our Twitch, you can go watch the show if you want. Just go to our ESPN975.com, and it'll tell you how you can watch the show while it's going on. A lot of people know about this. Because they will, and we have a certain number that usually listens to the show on Twitch, watches. Some will chat, some won't. And there's a number that we have that's pretty standard, I think, for the day. And I noticed when I turned it on when Julia was with us, just to see what the response was going to be. Now, I'm not going to go through all the. The Twitch, there was one guy who was a little inappropriate, mm-hmm. but the rest, and I felt really bad because Julia said, she said, what are the comments? I shouldn't have even opened it and let her see it. And she goes, let me see what they said. I'm like, oh, it's nothing.
Yeah.
Just this. And I had us like a little part that was fine. And she goes, no, scroll up to the top. Oh, I don't want to. I said, no, let's not scroll up. What do you say?
Scrolling up is inappropriate, so yeah. We don't do that.
So I scrolled up. One guy said something that was really.
Nothing. Yeah, yeah.
One person said, take your mask off. That's fine. Somebody else said something a little.
Speaking of the worst people,
yeah. Twitch is the worst.
Yeah, let her friends get a look at the Twitch.
Yeah, well, anonymous internet person is a bad person. You don't say, Dale. But what I found funny is our watch total was way up higher, and now it's gone back down. For whatever reason, I think
it went up during the Julia segment.
Yeah, and I'm sure it had nothing to do with a female coming into the
studio. No, it had everything.
Female college student coming into the studio.
Can we speak to how
it had nothing to do with the numbers?
How thirsty these individuals are.
Yeah.
They know the setup. She's sitting behind a desk, and she has a mask on, and they still couldn't help themselves.
No.
They had to run to the Twitch to see what
people
she looked like.
People who are listening to the show on their phone or radio or whatever, and they're like, run into the... Twitch 97.5. Uh-huh. Oh, I gotta log in. Oh, I gotta. Oh my God, I've gotta actually create an account. Keep her there. Keep her there.
There's a joke to be made that I can't make because you
don't
guys
make
like,
it.
No,
would be
no,
like, oh,
no,
no, you just can't say it.
I'm hoping that Julia's friends have put you both in your place so you recognize some of your words are hurtful.
All I would say is your assumption that it's being done with both hands is incorrect.
Okay. Whoa.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, you do stuff. But
when I'm saying stuff about other people,
not
being
you,
terrible.
Not you, but you think the Twitchers are doing it with two hands? One hand's busy.
Oh, Dell.
Stop.
That's for her rice friends.
See?
You're welcome.
No, see, you automatically take over.
I'm leaning into it now. I'm leaning into it now.
Now he's going after the rice kids intentionally.
Yeah. Julia, play that for them and see what they say.
Play that for them.
It was.
Oh, I'm not reading this from Twitch at all.
It was Jim Nantz who called. Jim Nantz called the penalty. Well, maybe he did. That's Childish Altuve said that's enough putt putt. It's not putt putt. It is
it's the
greatest tournament in the history of the world.
Hello, friends.
Okay.
I want to show you a cheater.
Here's a cheater. Abraham Answer. Yeah.
I bet he wouldn't have done that to Dustin Johnson.
He's from Mexico, Art. You should like him, okay?
And he's from McAllen.
Oh.
Huh?
He represents Mexico, but I looked him up. He's a McAllen, Texas guy.
Well, he represents Mexico, though. And so Art, now you want to talk? That's right. Abraham Answer mistreated on the PGA Tour. Oh, okay. Now all of a sudden you're going to be coming to his aid, his defense, aren't you? Damn, Dale, you can't talk about one hand, type in one hand.
Yeah. What?
The other's busy.
No, the other's busy. I don't know, making a phone call or something. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Damn.
Even
Twitter is like, damn, Dale.
What? Okay. Yeah, you guys can assume what I meant, but all I said, one hand would be busy. Maybe making a phone call, ordering, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, ordering Chinese food?
Not in the morning.
Good, you don't know. For later.
If you really were serious about making money, you would have your restaurants open at all times.
I've had this, maybe not a real discussion, but why isn't a Chinese food place open 24 hours? You don't think I would want some orange chicken at 2 a.m.?
I would eat in a heartbeat, make an order right now and have it delivered up here.
Oh, yeah.
For it would be my lunch. It would be a very early lunch.
Yeah, how about some egg foo young?
Or an egg roll.
Yeah, Carol.
Toss me an egg roll. Food.
Yeah, Carol, what are you doing?
Egg. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. 755 ESPN 975 713-780-3776. Astros win and slap the snot out of the A's again. Now 5-0 this season against the A's. And you've got McCullers going tonight. And McCullers against Manaea, and then Urquidy against Montas. And then you are going to skip. Odorizzi pitched last night, and he threw three innings. He was doing pretty well. That was the last I saw, was that I think he gave up a couple of singles, and that was about it, and maybe a walk. But he's looking pretty good. But you're going to skip him anyway because you don't have a Sunday game. Greinke will pitch on Monday, and you go back through the rotation again. And then you get another – you will have another day off next Thursday, so you can skip Odorizzi again to get him. So here's the thing: is you don't have to rush him back, and you don't have Luis Garcia. Everybody will be on their regular rest with a day off, so everything will be just fine. And you don't have to rush Odorizzi back. I don't know if that's the last you'll see of Luis Garcia. I wouldn't mind Luis Garcia in the bullpen, but then you got to take somebody out. Stanek looks good. Stanek has come out early on here and looked really, really good. It's good to see that. That was a nice pickup.
Man, they couldn't stop talking about his fastball because he was touching 98 yesterday. And, of course, you know, they have so much data now in the booth. I mean, that's where it's different from when we had Bill Brown, is that the usage of data and how easily accessible it is. I don't know if they get it from the team or if it's just straight through Fangraphs, because there's so much of this data that's it's available at MLB's website. So MLB's website, Fangraphs, but they were talking about how, you know, he lost velocity last year. He's like 96, and he was working at 98, and they're like, wow. I mean, if he's going to be touching 98 with this fastball up in the zone, this could be a really, really – and we come back, I want to talk about something else they talked about with that pertains to our guy Strom the God. They said Brent Strom's philosophy.
Okay.
We'll do that here in just a second. It's 7:57. What about your philosophy when it comes to kids from like the suburbs, like Wilmette, for example, being able to dunk?
Well,
they're going to need an adjustable.
First of all, no kid from Wilmette has ever dunked a basketball
on a 10-foot goal,
on a regular goal. Okay. Like they're all rich and white and really not athletic. So here's the deal. Yeah. You, Julia, that's you. And so here's the deal. If you're looking for your kids to have some fun with a basketball goal, you got to lower it. And that's what happens at ProDunkHoops.com. ProDunkHoops.com. Dad, they want to have fun. They want to dunk the basketball. It's what the kids all love to do. So you can lower the goal. The kids can actually enjoy it as opposed to not enjoying it, not being able to reach a 10-foot goal. And how about the curb appeal? It's the best damn goal you're ever going to see, I'm telling you. It is the best goal on the market. So do you want your home with that bent rim, no net, white backboard that needs painting? No. What you want is you want a goal that is perfect for your home, and this is the perfect goal. The kids will love it. Mom will love it. You'll love it. Everybody's going to love it. The installation second to none. ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit InnovationMap.com today.
Do it now. Do it. Do it. Do it now.